3, 2, 1. Push. Oh my God, that's cold.
Wow.
Welcome back to You Betcha Radio Podcast, the coldest podcast in all the Midwest. Miles, You Betcha Guy here with T-Shirt Guy. We are live in the Troy Escalade Jackson Podcast Memorial Podcast Studio. We are live. We are presented by Ice Mountain. We are live and ready to roll.
We are live and we are wet.
We are rock in and rolling live. You ready, Ryan? We got Tyler.
I feel like
back.
I came in with a good attitude. Yeah, Tyler's back finally. I came in with the right attitude today.
Did you? And what was that attitude?
Squirrely attitude.
You're getting squirrely?
I feel like when I'm not, like my high energy can, it rubs off on a lot of other people. Jared tends to be a little bit more high energy.
He hasn't shut up since we started.
You know? So it's my civic duty to come in with high energy on this podcast. And we're live and wet. Wet with Ice Mountain.
And squirrely.
That's right.
Live, wet, and squirrely.
Yeah.
Trifecta.
This is now Ryan's podcast. You go ahead, buddy.
No, it's all you. I'm here for support. That's what I'm here for.
Okay.
And filler.
Conversational support filler, and filler.
Squirreliness and support.
Filler.
All right. Well, we got anything to talk about other than getting to the questions or no? Ryan?
All eyes are on you.
I mean,
this is your podcast.
No, I don't have anything crazy.
Oppenheimer?
Saw Oppenheimer last week. First solo movie I've ever been to.
So
ever?
Ever. Yeah, I've never been to a movie by myself.
It's way better.
It's kind of nice, isn't it?
Here's the thing, though. I also think I sat next to a guy who was also at a solo movie.
So you guys went together.
You guys were on a date.
Yeah. I almost asked him if he was here alone. Because then that would have been
creepy.
You're like, got your popcorn.
Yeah.
Hey, you here alone?
Yeah,
it would have been. I had to go to the bathroom about halfway through, but I can't get myself to go to the bathroom in the middle of a movie.
I saw a TikTok. There's actually a website out there that tells you when you should take your pee break in the boring parts of movies.
God, that would have been helpful.
Yeah, you got to check it beforehand, too.
Yep.
That would have been
helpful.
It'll
tell you when this happens, go.
I could have used that. You know why? Because when I had to go, the worst was when they were about to do the first test bomb.
Yeah.
Spoiler. Like, there's no way that I can leave right now.
And you especially can't leave riding solo because you're not going to come back in and go to that guy like, hey, dude, what did I miss?
Well, no, and there was a bar in front of me, too, and everyone's feet with the chairs kicked up. It was so close to the bar, I didn't know if I could sneak through or not. So I was just so unsure about the whole thing, and I just stopped drinking my pop halfway through. I took one sip towards the end when I was getting a little bit parched, and it was just like diluted Diet Mountain Dew, and it was not that good.
Oh, it's the worst.
Yeah, it was the worst. And then, you know, the huge debate at the end of the movie, it's like, do I bring the little bit of popcorn I have left home, or do I throw it away?
That is an insane move.
Because
to bring it home.
When I was younger and we would go to a movie, my parents would always bring the popcorn home, and I found myself eating it the next day usually.
Yeah. Jesus.
Depends how much is left.
Yeah, it was half of a medium sized popcorn.
Was it half full or half empty?
It was half, well, after the movie it was half empty.
Gotcha.
During the movie it was
pretty
half full.
Pretty depressing film.
Yeah.
I threw it.
Ryan brings it home and he's got it in the passenger seat and he's just eating it. And his whole dash and steering wheel are just full of grease. He's got to take a degreaser to his car the next morning.
Yeah, and they fucking loaded that thing up with butter too.
It's the best.
It was a Marcus Theater.
What was your, we're going to first get your knee jerk reaction, and then later on down the road, we'll wait till the smokes.
Sure.
We'll wait till the debris settles.
We'll wait till the nuclear fallout settles.
Yeah, we'll wait till the radiation falls out or whatever it's called, and then we'll do another review. So what's your knee jerk?
Knee jerk reaction was, I couldn't believe what happened at the end of it. It's crazy. I'm just kidding. We all know what happened at the end of it. For me, it was a little bit hard to follow with all the different names and characters in it.
A lot of dialogue.
A lot of dialogue, yes. But you know, obviously everyone hears of the event that happened, but no one knows who was behind the event and what all went into that. So I was shocked by the amount of money and the amount of time that went into something like that, not knowing anything beforehand.
Yeah.
And that's Ryan's knee-jerk reaction.
I would recommend. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Nice.
I'd recommend.
Before we get into the questions from the patrons, Cillian Murphy's the main character.
Yeah, he's Oppenheimer. Yeah,
I think he's an all-time dialogue actor.
I agree.
Him and Peaky Blinders with just unbelievable dialogue actor.
Yeah.
He was in Quiet Place 2, which Ryan for sure hasn't seen because he hated one.
Absolutely not.
And that's obvious. The whole point of that movie is they got to be fucking quiet, and he still crushed all the dialogue he had in that movie.
Yep. Yeah. So just side note on that.
That was part of why I went to was because he's one of my favorite actors at this moment after Peaky Blinders. He's awesome.
He is great.
Cillian.
Well, there you go. Ryan's knee-jerk reaction of Oppenheimer.
I also didn't know Albert Einstein was alive when Oppenheimer was doing his thing. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that their 10 years crossed over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, contemporaries.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Einstein, good guy, though. Austrian.
Good guy. Smart guy.
Very.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some would say he's a genius.
Yeah. They were buddies, too. You come to find out, like, they were... Yeah, they were in on it with each other. They knew what was going to happen. Yeah,
geniuses.
I won't spoil it, but Einstein said something. Jared knows what I'm talking about. Einstein said something, and then it comes full circle at the end. It didn't mean what you thought it meant, but it meant what it actually was said, how it was said.
It's very good. Ties a nice bow on it.
Correct.
That's Ryan's knee-jerk reaction.
Yep. That's what I got.
Can't wait to see the smoke settle.
Yeah, I'll give it a bottle.
The radiation.
Can't wait for the radiation to settle on this and so we can get another review.
Yeah.
All right, Jared. Well, so guys, questions from the patrons. If you want to submit a question for us to answer, go to patreon.com/youbetcha radio. You sign up there, $5 a month. We not only get a whole extra episode every single week, you also can submit questions. So, Jared, take it away, buddy.
So the theme this week is just bar theme.
Bar themed.
So a lot of lawyer questions. Yeah. Passing that test.
It's like a chocolate fitness segment, like BARRE.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Bar class. Yep.
A few of those questions.
Okay.
Corey Hall asks, "Fuck, marry, kill. Draft, bottle, or can?"
I got mine.
This is really hard for me. I like them all. I especially like the liquid that goes inside of all of them.
That's the best part.
I think so. Cans are the easiest to get at, right? And I think that easily makes it less of a novelty. It makes it less high on my rankings.
Yeah.
I don't think I can kill it, though.
Ooh.
I think I got to marry cans because it's just the classic receptacle that you use all the time as I'm drinking out of a can.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to marry cans. I love the way that drinking beer out of a bottle makes me feel. This is one of the dumbest, no pun intended here, things that I think about when I'm drinking out of a bottle. But I just imagine when I'm doing it, I am Lloyd Christmas on Dumb and Dumber, bellied up to the bar when he's in his full Alpine gear with the cowboy hat on and he's waiting for Mary Swanson and he's drinking out of the bottles. I like to imagine that that's me.
I thought you were, don't they piss in beer bottles?
Yeah. Well, they do that too, but I'm at the peak drinking out of a bottle is Lloyd Christmas at the bar waiting for Mary Swanson. So, for that reason, I'm going to fuck bottles.
Interesting.
And I'm going to kill draft beer. You just have a higher chance of getting a dirty line or just not as high a quality, I feel like, out of the draft.
I'm very similar. I'm going to switch. I'm going to marry the bottles because I think that's the best tasting. It's the crispest, and I like the feeling that you described. I'm going to fuck cans. and I'm going to kill draft, because never once have I truly been that disappointed when they're like, oh, we only have that in cans.
Yeah.
Right. Never once have been like, oh, no, I'm fucking leaving.
Yeah. But then it's also like, it's, you can do a beer and a spear with draft beer easier. You can do all sorts. You can do a bloody beer if you wanted to.
You could also pour a can or a bottle into a glass and do all those things.
That's true.
That is true.
That is very true, Tyler. That is very true.
And you just solidified why I'm killing draft beer.
I have a different one than both of you.
Okay. Let's go.
This is wild, actually. I'm marrying draft beer. It's by far. So if it's my favorite of all time, would I F it or would I marry it?
Whatever.
What's
up
higher
to you? Whatever you want.
Okay, I'll marry it. Because then I can be with it forever.
And you can fuck it.
That's true. Yeah. You can do both. Yeah. So I'm marrying draft beer. Beer and a spear, bloody beer, all that kind of, I understand you can do it with a glass, but it's also just a lot to ask for if you're like, hey, can I get a bottle of Busch Light, and then can I get an extra glass, and then can I get a pickle with that too? It's just a lot going into that. I'll take a Busch Light on tap with a pickle, easy enough. Plus, it gets me. It doesn't have. I like it how it's a little flatter, if you will, than bottle or can. It's not as carbonated, because it really gets to my stomach sometimes if it's too carbonated. Marion Draft. I'm gonna fuck bottle beer. I like to see progress in things. So I can see progress in a bottle, and I think it flows out the gooseneck easier. Flows down the gullet better.
Question for you, Ryan. We have a keg in-house at the office, and I rarely see you drink the draft beer.
I think he's like the one person in this office I've never seen drink out of the keg.
I forget that we have it, to be honest. I forget that it's even there.
God, but I do like keg beer too.
It's the best.
This is a tough fuck, marry, kill.
This is a really, really hard one. Now I'm kind of starting to think that maybe I don't kill any of them and I just fuck them all.
All right. Yeah, fuck. Cans, bottles, draft. Go.
At that point, you're sparing lives. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm killing cans.
Killing cans.
Yeah. Drafting bottles.
Why are you killing cans?
I just I like the taste. And I mean, I fucking taste snob. I'm not trying to be that guy, but I like the taste out of bottles more than cans.
It is different.
Yeah,
and no one can argue that.
Same with like Diet Coke. I like the taste of Diet Coke out of a bottle more than I do a can.
I'm more of a can guy.
And I know it's plastic versus aluminum, and then glass versus aluminum. I don't know what it is. I just like the taste out of bottles better than cans.
It's sterile, and I like the taste.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Jaren.
I
know you're a draft guy.
He's the one that drinks out of the keg the most, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably bottles and cans too.
He's just the one that drinks the most.
Yeah. I'm going to marry bottles, killing drafts, and fucking cans.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah, you kind of nailed it, Miles, with the dirty line thing.
Yeah, it's just you're leaving it up to the bar. More than just getting a quality, I feel.
I worked at a bar where if you were getting tap beer, you were getting dirty line beer.
Yeah.
You have to fill out the bar before you order a draft beer. That's why it's always safe to go with bottle or can. So yeah, that's probably what I would go with.
Now, at the end of the day, I'm not refusing a single beer whatsoever.
No.
Regardless of the receptacle.
No.
So let's just put that out there.
Little disclaimer. Bryston Danren asks... where at the bar is the perfect seat to belly up to?
Not next to that little area where the waitresses bring the stuff back all the time.
At a packed bar, that's where I always stand because no one else is there. I'm like,
that's where you stand to order. Yeah. That's why you don't want to be the guy sitting there, because you got people waving behind your head. The waitresses are coming in and out.
Yep.
I think there's a lot of factors that go into where you're going to sit at the bar. Is there other people already sitting at the bar? Is there a TV in the location where you want to sit?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like the bartender or do you not like the bartender? All of these things I feel weigh into where you're going to sit, right? Because you got to be by a TV.
Mm-hmm.
if you don't like the bartender, you got to figure out where they like to stand and hang out.
Sure.
And go the other way.
Next to a register. Get by a register.
Yeah.
I've never really thought about that. Like, when there's kind of a downtime, like, there is a spot behind the bar where they usually stand, just waiting for somebody to grab another one or someone to come up. I guess I never really realized that.
Yeah.
And it's usually somewhere where the bartender can purposely not make eye contact with the most people because they want a little breather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Unless you get a chatty Cathy bartender, and then it just doesn't matter where you sit. They're going to come find you.
The hard part is when you walk into a bar, you got to make that decision fast because you have the amount of time it takes you to get from the front door to the bar to figure out where you're going to sit.
I mean, the easiest logical, if there are people at the bar, it's the spot with the most amount of space.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. It's like,
I mean, it'd be insane if you were to squeeze between two groups and there's only one seat in between them.
Yeah.
It'd be nuts.
It's like I think you can kind of apply somewhat of the urinal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Urinal, what would you call it? The urinal etiquette to this situation in the sense of, you know, don't try and go right next to someone. Don't go for, if there's three of them, don't go in the middle one.
Don't pee on the shoe.
Yeah, don't, not too much small talk about wieners. Right, yeah. You know?
Watches.
Yeah, more talk about watches than wieners.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your eyes ahead and up.
Yeah.
Well, it's also, I think, a weird move. If you walk into a bar, it's pretty empty. There's only like two guys at one end. And you go to the very, very opposite end. That's kind of weird, too.
Yeah, you got to. So I think you can also view a bar rail in terms of thirds, right? So if there's like, if you cut it into thirds, if it's an empty rail, you can't go sit directly in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
That is insane because you're going to put the next people on a tough spot. You gotta go to one third or the other. So no parking yourself right in the middle of the bar, I feel.
Yeah, and if that scenario happens where it is one group on the far end, I'm going to go not all the way to the opposite end of the bar, but I'm going to go two-thirds of the way down.
Mm. Yeah.
Because I don't want to be the weirdo all the way over and be like, don't talk to me. But I also don't want to sit next to these guys.
Yeah. And I also think you got to feel out if there's locals there, don't get too close to the locals.
No.
They're not going to play very nice.
No.
You got to make sure that you are giving them their space. They're kind of like a cat in that way. Sometimes you get too close to cats and they start...
wild animal.
A little hiss at you.
It's like a fucking goose on the golf course.
Yep. Yeah. Give them their space.
Yeah.
I kind of like sitting next to like where the bartender would typically mix shots and mix drinks and all that kind of stuff. I like watching the action.
If you want to get served a bunch, sit next to that little glass cleaner thing where they got to bring all the glasses over because they're coming back there quite a bit.
That's true.
Rinsing off.
Dishwasher.
Yeah.
I did sit at a bar once, though, and the dishwasher was like up on the, you know, like the little thing they set it in. It rotates around and cleans them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I sat right at the spot where that was in front of me. And I just had barrels of steam coming out of my face. Whatever the draft of the air that was coming through was pushing the steam right in my face. Felt like I was sitting in front of a mister indoors.
Your pores were like fucking black holes.
Yeah, you're going to have to. Yeah. Felt like I was in a sauna.
Yeah.
So that's one thing to keep in mind.
Good exfoliation, though.
Yeah. There any other things that are important?
I mean, it also depends on what kind of bar goer you are. If you're right there to belly up and belly up only, that's going to be different than someone that's there to maybe play blackjack or pull tabs. Maybe they want a spot closer to the gambling corner.
That's true.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about, let's say there's a corner. If I'm in a group of two or three, grabbing the corner so it's better to talk to each other. I think that that's a good move as well.
Yeah, I'm all for that.
Establish a triangle if it's three people.
Yep.
One, the middle guy moves his stool back a little bit.
Exactly.
Yep.
You got to make sure to do that.
Yeah, because otherwise, like, the one guy in the middle is either his back is turned to one of the guy and he's facing the other or vice versa.
Or if the two guys on the outside are trying to have a conversation, guy in the middle's got to do one of these where he leans back so they can look at each other.
Yep.
If you just all line up and don't do the triangle formation, then you end up like Dwight Schrute at Benihana when he's trying to hear what they're saying and he can't. He's too far away.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's a question for you guys. Will you do the move? Let's say there's only two spots left at a bar and there's three of you. Will you do the two people sit and one guy stand behind them?
For sure.
I think that's also a move that you can do in a different format of the triangle formation.
Yeah. Because I actually don't mind standing. I don't mind being the third stander.
You are a stander.
Yeah. People get like...
You're a stand-up guy.
Thank you. Yeah. People get like anxious when I'm standing. As I don't know why. Yeah, I don't know why that's a thing.
Our first ever You Betcha Christmas party, we were all on the same long table in a bar. And you stood like 70%. Well, your first
You Betcha Christmas party. Me and Miles had like four before you were.
Right. Anyway, the first group Christmas party, Ryan just stood next to the table for 70% of the time.
Yeah. And I've been sitting all day fucking grinding my ass off.
I thought you stood when you grinded your ass off.
I don't have a standing desk. So
that's when you were printing.
I'm a standing guy though.
Yeah. I mean, standing at a bar definitely brings a different type of energy.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
Which I like sometimes.
You get a little bit more animated with stories standing up.
Yeah. Maybe if you're talking football, you can maybe show off a certain stance.
Yeah.
Still old lineman kick slide or something.
Yeah. I've seen you do that in a bar before.
You see me do a kick slide?
Yeah. You did it when we were in Green Bay.
Ladies tap.
Yep.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Did Dylan.
Yeah, I was showing him what he seemed to be impressed with my kick slide.
It is pretty good. I don't know what a good kick slide looks like, but that one looks decent.
Yeah, you're not going to see much better, I guess. One thing that's weird about bars and sitting at the bar rail is I feel like, especially if you talk to, well, maybe I've only talked to one guy in the military that feels this way, I guess. But it's a natural instinct to not have your back to the door. Mm-hmm.
For sure. Yep.
Mm-hmm. But it seems to me that everyone's okay with it if you're bellied up to a bar, which is kind of a strange thing because I don't really know a lot of bar rails that face the door.
Yeah, unless it's like an island bar, you know, and it's got all four sides.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's kind of an interesting thing that we're willing to submit our spatial awareness if we're bellied up to a bar.
Yeah, you just kind of sign it over once you sit down.
Yeah, like, yeah, let go, let God, here we go.
Yeah.
That's how Buffalo Bill died in Deadwood. He always sat with his face towards the door. And the one time he didn't, he got shot in the back of the head.
Jeez. It's a great life lesson. Yeah.
Same with Abe Lincoln.
So I would say
Ford Theater.
Then he can't see the play.
He also can't see the door either.
Yeah,
he's also not living right.
It's actually a pretty good life lesson, honestly.
People don't realize Abe Lincoln's security guard was out drinking that night at the bar. He probably found a good seat at the rail, so he was off duty.
Yeah, son of a buck.
Just by luck.
It had to have been so easy to assassinate people back then.
Oh my God.
Yeah, well, yeah, he just literally walked in with a ticket. And then decided to go upstairs and shot the fucking president.
Yeah.
It's like the Wild Wild West back then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
They should do movies about it. It's actually be a Western theme would be a great theme for a bar. Maybe like a saloon of some sort.
They should do like a whole town of bars like that.
Yeah, they should.
Maybe add some gambling to it.
That'd be great. Maybe do it in the West as well.
Mm-hmm.
Then it would truly be the Wild Wild West. Then
Will Smith could do a movie about it.
I don't know if he'd be great in a movie like that, but we could entertain it.
Yeah, we would just call it Wild West, but it wouldn't be anything about the Wild West.
Yeah, he could do a song about it too.
Mm-hmm. Maybe some mechanical spiders.
Yeah, we need a big, big mechanical spider.
Yeah, a big one.
Yeah. So I think if you can, if at all possible, I'd say find a spot at the bar rail where you can see the door just in case you have a Wild Bill situation on your hands.
Yes.
Especially if you're wanted by the police or something, you're going to want to face the door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Front. So you can juke them and get out that door if you see them coming.
Yeah. Unless you got a good reflection off a booze bottle. Yeah. You? And you can see like this all the
time. It's like those sharpshooters that shoot over their shoulder with a mirror.
Yeah. Yeah. If that's the case, then.
Well, that, hey, that's actually maybe. Is that why they had mirrors in bars? You know, the classic, the old wood shelving and the wall sconces and then the mirror with the logo on it.
Yeah.
That Buffalo Bill started that.
Yeah. Well, the people who were there after Buffalo Bill started that.
Wild well, that, Bill they say whatever. That was his dying words. Like, I wish there was a mirror.
Yeah. Now that all makes sense. Yep. I always wondered why they had the fancy mirror, but now it's just in case someone's going to shoot you in the back of the head.
They called the Buffalo Bill mirror.
Yeah. Looking Bison William. Hell yeah.
You are squirrely today.
Yeah. Speaking of the Wild Wild West, Will Smith's movie. You guys remember those circular sunglasses these were? Those they had those at Burger King a long time ago, and I made sure.
I was gonna say the only thing I remember about that movie is that they had the Burger King toys.
Yeah.
Sir, that.
Fuego. Anyway.
Jared, do you have anything to add to that?
No, you pretty much nailed it.
I feel like of the anyone triangle. Here in the current state, you're the one that goes to the bar the most, I feel.
Well, that's not a dig on you.
No,
not
no,
a
no.
Dig.
Yeah. Just yeah, that's no. where you're at in life.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I like the corner. Yeah. I don't really love sitting right by the dishwasher.
Well, you go to the bar to watch games a lot. Is there strategy on like what TV is the best to be looking at or where to be for that?
Yeah. That's another can of worms because you got to make sure the bartender's cool. You got to be extra nice to him because if you want him to change the game,
that's
always a big issue. Yeah.
You always get a big sigh when you ask to change him.
Yeah, because I feel like I've never seen a bartender efficiently run a bar remote in my entire life.
Why is it that it's so like they're reading a remote in a different language?
Yeah.
They get the remote and they are trying to. First of all, they check the batteries for some reason.
Like you turn that TV on.
The TV
today.
Had to be turned
the
on by somebody.
Batteries are charged.
And they can never just hold the remote in front of them normal and click. They have to do arm above the head and the remote flipped over.
They got the YMCA of remote controls going on, yeah, just windmilling.
Fucking up and over.
Yeah.
And. Without, if they have multiple TVs in this place, there's not a chance that they one grab the right remote. If they're two different TVs, and if they're the two same TVs, they'll press it and the other one will change, not that one.
Exactly.
Well, also, they can never find the game that you're looking for.
Yeah, they're like,
even if it's prime time, right. Sunday or Monday Night Football, they can't find the
you're
game.
You're like, can you put ESPN on? They're like, what channel is that?
Yeah.
I
have no idea.
I don't fucking know what channel
well,
it is.
First of all, do you have DirecTV? Is this Dish? Yeah. Is this YouTube TV?
Is this fucking Roku TV?
Is this
TV?
Regular cable? I don't know.
Is this an antenna? We're just dealing with local channels today?
Exactly. They should make an app that just has ESPN. It just has a list of ESPN on what channel it's on every single platform,
right.
Dish, Direct, all of them.
So I know.
So then you can just go channel 34.
Right. And then, yeah, you go to a bar and like Discovery Channel will be on. Like, that was a mistake.
Yeah. Or it's like a sitcom is on. Yeah. You're like, can't hear it. So I got to read all the subtitles for a sitcom.
Yeah. Yeah. You might have just said this, Miles, but like having, you know, you walk into a hotel room and there's a laminated sheet. A directory of the channels. I mean, like the QR codes, they could have either a QR code that brings you to the channel, say, hey, can you turn to channel 34? Or it's just plastered on the bar.
Have you ever been at a bar and you request to change a TV channel on a TV that's already been requested to change what it's currently on? And then it's kind of an awkward, you look at the crew, you wonder, are they going to be mad? Should I try and push this through? Mm-hmm. What do you do?
I've never been in that situation, but I'm having a little panic thinking about it.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would do.
I mean, I think you got to respect the request and just try and get another TV then.
Yeah.
That's maybe closer, but that's a kick to the nuts. Hey, can we change this? Well, those guys want to watch this game. I guess I'll go to a different bar then.
If somebody changed the channel off of the game I requested, I'd be pissed.
I know, that's what I'm saying. It's just a tough situation to be in.
Right.
I think you guys just eat that L. That's what I would do.
Yeah, just watch it on your phone, maybe.
Mm-hmm. That's a good move.
Just I'm not above that.
I'm not above that either.
Lean it up against the like utensil caddy thing.
I watched the Gophers play Penn State in 2019 while I was at an infant CPR class. For my first child.
Oh, my shit. God.
I think you could have just maybe skipped that one.
No, well,
I think one
you think
enough.
That, but the wife didn't think that. So.
One parent's enough on that. Plus, you can watch YouTube on two times. Mm-hmm. You know, kids choking, throw up YouTube, how to do baby CPR, put it on two times, watch it through pretty fast.
That's what you get an ad, too.
I mean, they sent me home with a... They sent
well, it's not, it's an unskippable ad. Yeah.
It's 2 15-seconders back to back.
If they're putting ads on medical care YouTube, they're messing up. Nah, they gave me a pamphlet brought home. I keep it on me at all times just in case.
I doubt that.
Keep that thing.
Do you actually?
No.
Very convincing.
You got to get one of them suckers, them...
Yeah,
sucker deals. We got one of those.
Yeah.
Is there other applications other than just
no? Because it's got like the oxygen mask type deal that goes in your mouth on the end of it.
And it's like basically it's a toilet plunger to get food out of your kid's throat.
Yeah. Yep. Pretty much.
Interesting.
So I don't think you could use it for anything else. I
could you use it as a plunger?
In dire need, yeah. Mm. Yep.
It's good. Could you just use a regular plunger on your kid?
According to every cartoon I've ever seen, yes.
Yeah, I think that might be the move.
True.
Pretty sure it happens to Bugs Bunny in Space Jam.
So. God, that would be... Yeah, it does. That'd be... When I have a kid and I got to go to these bullshit classes, I'm going to purposely piss off Anne by just asking questions like that. Now, do I have to have this apparatus or will a regular plunger just do fine?
How they call it apparatus.
Yeah. Contraption. Do I have to use this life-saving contraption or will just a regular plunger do?
Where am I good?
Does it matter the type of food they're choking on?
Yeah.
Or is any food fine?
If I just feed them pureed stuff, am I good?
They're good, yeah.
There's no way they choke on that, right? No. Also, there's a reason why they call them lifesavers, right? I can just throw those. They can still breathe.
I'm pretty sure that's actually why they named it that.
I think so,
kids
too,
are choking on candy, so they put a hole in the middle.
There's no way that that works. Also, if you are actually choking and it's perfectly in your throat and you're breathing through that little tube, does it whistle?
Probably.
Yeah, that's key indicators, meaning like, hey, I'm choking on a lifesaver.
Yeah.
Come and help.
Oh, so if you hear that whistle, they're good. It's you don't got it. You know CPR needed.
This too shall pass, kid. You'll be fine.
Yeah, and I just won't lose you for the next 20 minutes because you'll be whistling around the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always make my kid choke on a lifesaver at a department store so I always know where he is.
Jesus Christ. I do hope none of our kids ever choke on something.
No, God, no, yeah, that would be terrible.
Heaven forbid.
But if my kid does, I'm calling Tyler. He knows CPR.
He's got the fucking pamphlet on.
I know that was the biggest win in PJ Fleck's career. That's all I know.
Oh, yeah.
I was watching the game.
Yeah. PJ Fleck, kind of under fire.
Yeah. Toxic environment.
Mm-hmm. I don't know anything else about it. Yeah. Other than under fire.
Yeah. Danglin Wang asks,
D-dub,
how do you approach a girl in the bar? Also, how do you start the conversation without being creepy?
I think you walk up, you look them straight in the eye and go, how you doing?
How you doing? I'm probably out on this question.
Have you ever approached a woman at a bar that wasn't your wife?
Yeah. Quite a few, actually. Right. Typically, they're you've behind the bar serving drinks.
God. Here we go.
I can't do a fucking Busch Light tap. Lines are dirty. Got to have cans. Fuck, I'm
tell
out
you
here.
That.
Can you
I'm out.
Can you take the can, give me a glass and a pickle and dump them in there for me?
Yeah. Maybe use that as a pickup line. She's about to drink a draft beer, and you come and slap it out of her hand and tell her that the lines are dirty. Oh, yeah. Get her a bottle.
Yeah, I just saved your life.
Oh my God, you almost just died. I almost had to perform CPR.
We say we get out of here.
Yeah.
Nice, Jared.
Why don't you say fucking we go deal practice done. CPR at my place?
Got a plunger.
Yeah, I got a couple plungers if you're looking to practice some CPR at my place. Why don't we head back to my place? It is cooler to say my place than it is like, would you like to go hang out in my bedroom?
Yeah. Do you want to come to my house?
Yeah. My parents' basement.
Do you want to come over to my house? Sounds like you're asking your buddy in middle school to come over and play Legos.
First, let me ask my roommates if you can come to my house.
Yeah. That is fun. Instead, it's just, sup, you want to get out of here? Maybe go back to my place.
My studio apartment.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It's way cooler. So yeah. First of all, if you're going to ask someone to go back to your place, make sure it's your place and not.
Yeah.
I would like to go first have a couple drinks in our kitchen and then mosey on into the bedroom. And have some tomfoolery in there.
Yeah, make sure your intentions are clear.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, make sure you own the place too and not you don't rent it. Because if you're renting, it's not your place.
You
don't want to start things off with a lie. Because then she's like, well, can I really trust this guy?
Do you want to come back to the place I rent from my landlords? It's their place.
I'll go back to my landlord's place.
That's actually a funny bit.
That might actually work.
Yeah. Great way to get a laugh, too.
You want to go hang out at my landlord's house? Like his, he owns it.
I'm an honest guy.
I pay him to live there, but it's his house.
Jake, you should use that one and see if it works.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's always got to be back at my place, too. You want to head back to my place?
Yeah.
As if she's been there before.
Yeah, time to go back.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like when you score a touchdown, you want to act like you've been there before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great pickup line, Jared. Yeah. You know, being at my house is a lot like scoring a touchdown. You got to act like you've been there before. Just hand my balls to the ref and walk back to the huddle. Do it again.
Yeah. Keep your head down, yeah.
Yeah, I think if you're going to approach a gal at the bar, you got to make sure you're liquored up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever started a conversation with a girl at the bar sober.
When I first met Anne, I just went up to her and started making fun of her. Lighthearted making fun of. But that's always a good move, I think. Mm-hmm. You can't go in and just simp over them, you know. You can't walk up and be like, you are the most attractive girl in this bar. They're gonna be like, well, yeah, I know. So what else you got? Yeah,
definitely don't compliment them.
You do not compliment them whatsoever. You're gonna want to go up to them, look shitty about it. Basically,
really?
Be like, God, I don't know if I'd have wore those boots to the bar, but whatever. Just put downs, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Very brave of you to come right from the gym to the bar. Something like that.
Ask them their name and then immediately forget it and give them a shitty nickname.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So if you are going with Boots, her name is Boots the rest of the night. Boots, you want another beer?
Hey, Boots, those boots were made for walking to back to my place.
Do those boots be knocking?
Yeah, I would. It's also a good move. You can get in with the friends as well, but not too much to where it looks like you're hitting on the friends.
Unless you're really good at it, hit on all of them.
Yeah.
Bring them all back to your place.
I think we call that the spray and pray method.
Yes.
Yeah. Bring them all back to the rental.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you say we all head back to my place? And then you can just feel it out in the Uber. Not feel up in the Uber. Yeah. Feel it in the Uber.
Mm-hmm. Mentally.
And then you will know which one's right after that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's just like the Bachelor.
You can just tell the Uber to stay there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I go outside and think.
just wait 10 minutes.
So you want to go back to my place? And she's like, sure. It's like, all right, I got an Uber waiting outside. I'm literally paying him just in case someone wants to come back with me.
Have another retainer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, don't call him your Uber driver. Call him just my driver.
Your driver.
My driver's here. Yeah.
Want to head back to my place and with my driver?
Yeah. That's actually a good one.
Yeah. I got my driver waiting out front.
You could play that off too. Be like, actually, hold on. Let me text my driver. You order Uber. Yeah. My driver had to stop at the gas station. He'll be here in 10 minutes.
You need any snacks? Yeah. She's going to say no.
Yeah.
It'd be insane if a girl said she wanted a snack from the gas station before she left the bar.
I don't know. You guys ever had a chuck wagon from the gas station after their bar? Those are good, dude. And they come out piping hot in that microwave.
Molten lava.
We used to have a gas station behind my rental property, the property that I rented.
Yeah, and like
in college.
Uber gives you the name of the driver. Mm-hmm. So you can just be like, Rick, good to see you again, buddy.
Yeah.
You know where to go. He literally does.
Yeah, he quite literally does. Yeah.
And then
these are all. I've never heard of any of these.
You could put in the notes on Uber to like, please open the back door for me, mm-hmm. and like, I have an injured hand. So and you if, come yeah. out, and then the Uber driver opens the back door for you.
If you could be wearing a suit as well, that would be nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get an Uber XL when you really only need just a normal Uber, and or like Uber Black.
Change your name on Uber to Sir. So they only address you as sir.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Bad.
Hello, sir. Hey, Rick. You know where we're going.
That's good.
Yeah, but then he's like, oh, going to this place? And he's like, ugh. He's joking. He knows where to go.
Good one,
yeah.
Rick.
Yeah, Rick, I'm not heading out to the south side property for another couple days.
So. Yeah. Yeah. At the bar, you call it my place, and as soon as you get in the Uber, it's suddenly your property. We're gonna head to the property. Immediately makes you sound like you make more money than you do. Referring to any real estate that you own or rent as the property instantly makes you sound like you have more money, which instantly improves your chances of getting laid.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Don't tell me that you fucking run go-karts at Thunder Road or something. Yeah. Fucking, you know. I collect the mini putt balls on number 18 when everyone's done.
They don't need to know that. They just need to know they're going back to your property.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Ryan, that road rage show on Netflix, what do they call the rich family call their second property? It's like
Road rage?
It's like the chalet or some shit.
The chateau?
Yeah. Something like that.
Road rage.
It doesn't matter.
It's not ringing any bells.
No,
with them.
No.
Yeah, I think you just gotta get a little liquored up, be confident, act shitty about it, don't try too hard. You gotta just have some rids, you gotta have some charisma when you're doing it. Mm-hmm. Also, do not hold eye contact for too long.
Mm-hmm. This is creepy.
It's okay to hold eye contact from across the bar. Because then it signals that you're interested.
Yeah, but still don't hold that for too long.
But not
either.
Too long. But like, if you're this close to him right now, me and Ryan, we're holding eye contact. Yeah.
But eye contact
can also signal absolute sparks flying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a touch and go situation. Yeah. Just maybe don't think about eye contact at all, actually. The more you think about it, the worse it'll get.
Just look right at her boobs.
I was going to say, actually, the whole time. Yeah, avoid eye contact.
Yeah. Also, don't blink too much. Blinking too much is weird, but also blink.
Well,
because if you don't blink, that's serial killer stuff.
And like,
so
if it's stinky in bar, so make sure you breathe through your mouth the whole time.
Jesus.
Hey, Tyler. Baby. Don't call her baby either. Call her doll.
Yeah. Or toots. Yeah.
What's up, toots?
See, right back to the nicknames. We're on the same page.
Nicknames are huge.
Toots or boots. Those are the only two.
Yeah. She's like eating like a grape Tootsie Roll or something.
Hey, toots.
There's your in right there.
Yep.
Well, you just call her grape though.
I think one of the listeners should try out this move. I don't know if it'll work or not, but you could go up and just say, oh, I heard that you bought me a drink over there. Like, that's really kind of you. That was awesome. Thank you. And I'm like, I didn't. And you're like, oh, well, it must have been someone else that was trying to get my number.
It must have been the, that's good. Wow. So it must have been the other hot girl the bartender mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
Must have been the other hot blonde in the bar, but I'm looking around. I don't see any, so I sure it wasn't you.
Anyway, I want to head back to my property.
I got Rick waiting out front. He's my driver. He knows exactly where to go. But we kind of got to, and then, you know, they always say sales don't give them too much time to think about it. Be like, we got to actually go in the next 5 minutes or I'm going to get charged.
Yeah, like Rick's trying to put food on the table too.
Yeah.
You know. You try to text Rick, like, could you take a razor to that Uber sticker you have out there?
Yeah. No, he drives Uber in his spare time.
Yeah. When he knows, I say, hey, I'll be in here for 2 hours. He'll go drive Uber.
Yeah.
You know, so.
God, that was awesome. You bought me a drink. How'd you know my drink? How'd you know that I would be drinking alcohol at this bar? You're so smart.
How did you know I wanted a Busch Light? Was it the 18 other bottles on the table?
You're holding like four of them. Is buying someone a drink from across the bar that you're trying to hit on a art form that is dead? Are people still doing that?
I was going to say, I don't think I've ever seen anyone do it. I tried it on my 21st birthday. I recognized an attractive local news anchor that was 20 years my senior. And I was like, I'm 21 today. I'm going for it. I bought her a bar. But she's older.
When you bought her a bar?
I bought her a beer.
He bought her a property. Yeah. Hey, welcome to property ownership, baby.
He just panics and tells the bar owner that I just want to buy the bar for her.
Well, no.
Put it in her name. How much?
I just turned 21.
Just run the card. It'll work. I swear.
Here's the thing. She was married to the bar owner.
Yeah, I didn't know that. So she was married to the bar owner who was working the bar that night. And he just thought it was funny that some shithead 21-year-old was hitting on his wife.
What a cuck, dude.
He's like, I own way more properties than that 21-year-old.
Yeah. Well, I owned his bar by the end of the night, so. And then I just gave it right back to his wife.
Hey-o.
You also could do the other approach, too, of go do your spiel and don't ask her to go to your place and just be like, well, it was nice talking to you. And then just leave. And then just the whole time just sit at the bar and not look that way. To act super disinterested.
Just walk like three steps away and then cross your arms.
All by yourself, too. Yep.
Don't go back to your buddies.
Yeah. And they say that nothing makes a girl want you more than you not wanting them. And I think that's the move.
Yeah.
They like
you gotta play
chase.
Hard to get.
Also, make sure that you go to the bathroom before you approach someone, because if things are going good and you're like, hey, I actually got pissed bad, will you still be here when I get back? Is not a great move.
Yeah. Yeah, will you still be here when I get back?
Yeah, it's like, you go piss, she's gone, went with Rick back to her place.
Or just invite her. You're like, hey, I got a piss, you want to come?
Oh, there you go.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, if you want to shoot your shot like that.
You could use like the lines for the men's bathroom way
like
shorter.
There's
got to
be some specific girl that's going to be okay with that pickup line.
Oh, yeah. They exist.
Yeah, but she got to be drooling over you. And is that really the type of girl that you want that's drooling over you?
It depends on the mood that night. Know?
Yeah, you don't want a girl that's drooling.
No,
over you.
I mean, if she's like quite literally drooling, you're like, okay, this is not.
I don't think you should be hitting
her. Where is her caretaker?
Yeah, you should maybe mix a water in.
Yeah, classic. Get this gal a blue dolphin.
As if that's the sneakiest way to get someone a water still.
Her nickname just becomes Dr. Drool. We have a fucking Dr. Drool Fest over here. Let's get her a blue dolphin.
She'll go for
trying
that.
Trying to get her to come back to my property.
My driver's car.
I don't want her drooling all over my driver's car.
I want her drooling all over Rick's 2016 Nissan Altima.
It's So yeah, that's probably what I would do if I was gonna, you know, think about approaching a gal at the bar.
Lots of good advice in there.
Lots of good stuff. So I think that answered the question pretty thoroughly.
I think so. That was good. That was great info.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break and keep it rolling.
Drooling.
Ryan, next time you're at the bar and you go hit on a girl and she's and she's drooling and she needs to mix in a Blue Dolphin, you better make sure that that bar is supplied with Ice Mountain.
Oh, yeah.
You can't be handing out Blue Dolphins that aren't Ice Mountain. It's just not as wet.
Or you just got
to
bring it.
Because that's the whole point of being at the bar is trying to get wet.
Trying to wet the whistle is what we're
with
saying.
With Ice Mountain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To mix in a water.
Wetting the whistle.
You ever had a whiskey water without Ice Mountain?
Not yeah, I same. Have. And it's just not as cataclysmic in my mind.
Mm-hmm. So dry.
No, it tastes like I'm drinking well water.
Yeah.
Oh, God. It just every time I drink it, I'm like, God, that is so wet. And guys, if you want to be wet at the bar, you got to make sure at least the bar's got Ice Mountain, or you got to bring your own emergency supply.
Ice Mountain the reason they call it a wet bar?
Mm. Yeah, probably. Mm. I think that I'm going to start sneaking shooters of Ice Mountain into sports games. You get caught with shooters, and they're like, give me the booze. You're like, no, dude, this is Ice Mountain. I'm just trying to get wet.
Yeah. You bring like the tampon tubes that you can open up and put Ice Mountain
it's
in.
It's just got Ice Mountain in it. That's the way to do it. Get yourself a big jug like I got, and then just fill up some shooters full of Ice Mountain, and you're going to be hydrated the whole game. Mm-hmm. Especially with football season right around the corner.
You're going to be hard-drated. You'd be so... Yeah. Football.
So if you'd like to get wet and hard drated like t-shirt guy, or if you want to mix in a Blue Dolphin at the bar, make sure it's Ice Mountain. You're just gonna have a better time.
That's why his legs are crossed.
Yeah,
it's hard drated.
He's hard drated. Ice Mountain, the wettest way to get hard drated. All right, Tyler, you got your Mossbergs is locked and loaded.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're not loaded right now. They're just
locked up.
Yeah.
Smart. See, that was a test.
Yeah.
Especially with kids in the house. You want to make sure that those Mossbergs are locked and unloaded.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You've got to start doing that.
I know.
Too. Little
I know.
Guy's going to start running around here in the next year or two.
Yep. I got to break that Obi undie up.
Is he eating real food yet?
Quite some time.
Ryan.
Okay. Well, then he'll be running around soon. So make sure that Mossberg is locked up and unloaded.
Yeah.
You're probably the person that's going to go hunting first out of this crew this fall.
Yeah. Bear hunting 2-3 weeks.
3 weeks he's going bear hunting.
Mm-hmm. Mossberg's sending me an MC2. It's going to be my sidearm because it is bow hunting, but it will be my bear defense weapon.
Okay. If you would want to keep away the bears, make sure you got your MC2 when you're out in the woods.
Locked and loaded.
Unlocked and loaded.
Yeah, sure your bear arms.
Cause God damn it, Jarrett. I was going for it right then, too.
So, is it going to be here in time?
Yeah. Yep.
Nice.
Yep.
Probably don't have time to put a red dot though, like Miles has on his.
No, I got a red dot on.
No, I should get one though, because it get pretty dark in those woods.
Yeah, it can.
Yeah. Spray and pray at that point.
I think I might get
don't do that.
I think I might get a light put on the barrel underneath,
Like a flashlight.
Yeah.
Good duct tape.
Like a what?
The flashlight?
Oh,
I guess if you are bored up in the tree stand.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a fleshlight attachment for my Mossberg just in case I get bored in the stand.
I'm the over under.
Yeah, barrel on top, fleshlight on the bottom. That's the new over under.
That's the single barrel over under.
Single barrel over under. You got to make sure you aim the fleshlight the right way, though. Yeah. You can't be risking the biscuit, if you know what I mean. Make sure that is pointed downrange.
Yeah, for sure. And if you get caught in a vulnerable position, at least you have the trigger's right there. Bear's coming at you. You're caught.
Would you put it on the butt of the gun?
I don't know. I think I go barrel, and then I also have something else to help steady my aim.
Like a bipod.
Didn't know you were that kind of guy.
Oh. Didn't know you were a bipod kind of guy. Bipod 9mm.
The nickname was tripod in college.
Yeah, it was bipod. You make it a tripod. That's the whole point of it.
So is that what you're going to do in this?
Yeah, you got it.
So, guys, if you want to have a good time in the deer stand or the bear stand or the whatever stand you're doing.
Keg stand.
You're doing this fall, you got to go to mossberg.com. They have all your needs.
All of them.
Also, it's not an official statement to strap a fleshlight to your gun. Do not do that. Ryan.
Yes.
Guess what Holiday's doing now?
Probably another banger breakfast.
Yeah. Guess what they got?
Is it bacon? A quesadilla?
A bacon quesadilla? Bacon, egg, and cheese quesadilla.
Pepper jack cheese.
Pepper jack cheese.
Pepper jack.
Ooh, a little P-jack in there.
Mm-hmm. Little PJ.
Not to be confused, though. We're not saying bacon, like, in the oven. This is actual bacon, like a pig.
Mmm. So, I was confused, so thanks for clearing that up.
It could have just been their bacon quesadillas.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like 400 for 10 minutes or whatever. Yeah. No, it's actual pig.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, it's actual bacon.
Yeah.
Not B-A-K-I-N.
With some pepper jack.
And it's not a brand. They didn't do a brand deal with Kevin Bacon either.
No. Mm.
This is just a straight normal bacon quesadilla at Holiday.
Which they could get a brand deal with Kevin Bacon.
I'm starting
for
to
this.
Think that we need to discuss this with Kevin Bacon.
Mm-hmm. They should have called it Wake and Bacon Quesadilla.
Yeah. Oh, they should have.
God.
We'll talk to him.
Yeah.
I think that Mr. Holiday will be cool with that.
We'll throw
Wake
it out.
Wake and Bacon Quesadilla.
That's a good one.
That is a great one. Reaches a whole new demographic as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Quesadillas, sometimes it's just nice to switch it up too from breakfast sandwich. A little lighter.
What do you guys think of the pepper jack in there? I like that little extra spice.
I'm a big pepper jack guy.
I don't too. Yeah. I don't order any cheese outside of my home that's not pepper jack.
Yeah.
I would agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Doesn't matter what it's on. And luckily, the folks over at Holiday hear us. They know what we're ordering and they got that pepper jack right there on that Wake and Bacon quesadilla.
Yeah.
So if you'd like to Wake and Bacon quesadilla your morning up.
Spice it up.
Yeah, they got me pepper jacked up.
By not passing gas and turning on into Holiday gas station, get yourself a Wake and Bacon quesadilla. All right, Ryan, we're back. We're feeling good. Jared, what else you got?
Big Oss 454 asks,
ooh,
out of the crew, who is the most fun to drink with?
I mean, I think you could throw Ryan's name into the hat if he's in the right mood.
Yeah.
Squirrely, in the mood to drink Ryan is pretty good.
Yep. I can agree with that.
I have
actually
yet to see you turn down anything if you're feeling squirrely when you're drinking.
Seriously, yeah.
Hey, let's go rob a bank. I already got the ski mask. You boys ready to go?
Got my Bill Clinton mask. Like the Purge, they have like the old like George Bush masks and shit.
Is that your go-to crime mask?
Well, I don't know. I think on The Town too with Ben Affleck, they have those masks where they rob banks.
Great movie.
It is a great movie.
Let's make Jared decide.
Oh, Ryan's a good one.
Yeah, it does. I mean, you gotta catch me in the right mood. Yeah. Catch me outside. How about that?
Yeah, it's like picking your favorite flavor of ice cream.
Yeah.
You don't know which one to pick.
Come on, Jared.
Probably Miles because he pays for all the drinks.
Yeah, there we go. Money talks, baby. I think the one blemish Tyler has is that he dips out early.
Yeah.
He's dipping out.
I'm fully aware of my shortcomings.
If he is going to come back, it's because he's gone because he's puking in the bushes outside.
I was gonna say, yeah, we do have to worry about you puking sometimes.
I'm a puker.
You always have to carry a extra toothbrush and toothpaste on you just in case Tyler's around.
Yeah.
for after his session with the bushes, screaming at the bushes.
I am good at coming back after puking, though.
Yeah.
The rallying.
Yep. I am the puking rallier.
God, it feels so good to get a nice puke in.
I mean, honestly, it helps.
I believe it, yeah.
I'd be done.
Yeah. So I can't drink cans or bottles after I eat. You got to have draft. It's got to be able to breathe. Dirty lines or not, it's got to be draft. Fucking drought beer. D-R-A-U-G-H-T. Drought.
It's a dry beer.
Fucking drought beer. There's no F in there. God. It's the dumbest word in the English language. Yeah. There's no F. Fucking drought beer.
And that right there is why Ryan's the best one to drink with. Yeah, God. I'll vote Ryan.
After that, I vote Ryan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right mood Ryan. Good time. He can be a good time. Yeah.
Fucking squirrely right what was it? Right what?
Right mood Ryan.
Right mood Ryan.
Squirrely right mood Ryan is just the best.
It's a great nickname.
No fucking right moods here. Let's go.
Yeah, you could always count on me too at that point.
Yeah. You're the man, Ryan.
Point of no return sometimes. I think if I start off with something caffeinated, like a Chuck Norris or something, then I'm ready to go.
Alpha Brain.
Yeah. Like a Red Bull vodka something. Yeah,
Red Bull vodka with a Alpha Brain salted rim.
Ryan immediately just licks the rim off.
I'll take another.
I don't even drink the liquid. I'll take another. Next one goes straight up the nose.
I also think peak drinking Ryan is when he's got his You Betcha canvas vest on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For some reason, he's just...
Yeah,
he's that is always right mood Ryan when he's wearing the vest.
That's a very accurate observation.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that. There's a certain like you just feel good with.
And he's got a gray vest. Sweatshirt on underneath it as well.
Yep,
usually a crew neck,
or he has the Carhartt hoodie.
Yep,
with the quarter zip.
Yep, the gray one. Dark jeans and boots.
You got a drinking vest.
Yeah,
he literally does.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right.
Right mood, Ryan. Every time.
Yeah, not too long till we get into the mood.
You see him pull up like in the middle of summer with that vest. Like,
oh, fuck.
Here we go.
Tonight's going to be a fucking movie.
He's in the right mood, folks.
It's a lake day. He's got swim trunks, Carhartt sweater, and vest on.
Well, on the pontoon, if you get going fast enough, yeah, it's chilly.
Chilly. Yeah, especially late at night. Fuck. You just have no shirt and a vest on. Canvas vest. That's a vibe that I can get behind.
I can't wait for the first day of fall. It's not fall until you see right mood Ryan in his vest slugging beers.
Tailgating the high school football game.
Yep. Well, not yet, Tyler. I'm only 30.
Yeah. Soon.
Yeah. Soon. Yeah. Fuck, that sounds fun. We got to get back there.
We'll get there.
Austin asks, fuck, marry, kill. Rooftop bars, sports bars, or dive bars?
That's a good one.
So, dive bars, I'm going to marry. I think that sports bars are a dime a dozen. And so, I like drinking in a sports bar, obviously. They're built for drinking in. But you can go to every corner bar and it just could be a sports bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so for that reason, I'm going to kill sports bars. And for the sheer novelty of, you don't go to rooftop bars very often, but when you do, you just, for some reason, when you drink on elevated spaces,
yeah,
it just goes down a little easier.
Yeah, airplanes.
And so I'm going to fuck rooftop bars.
See, I'm marrying dive bars as well, but I'm going to fuck the sports bar and kill the rooftop bar.
Scared of heights?
No, I prefer a patio at a regular bar than I do a rooftop if I'm going to be drinking
and
outside.
And you want to know why? Is because he thinks it's not polite to vomit over the side of the rooftop bar.
Yeah, vomit.
He needs to be as close to the ground as possible so he can find a bush to puke in.
Yeah, you can't vomit from the fifth floor.
You can only puke in the toilet on a rooftop bar. Yeah. And if there's someone in there, what am I going to do?
There's no shrubbery around. I can't puke up here.
He's puking in an indoor fake plant.
Or he's puking on like one of those heaters.
It's good fertilizer.
Oh, and then it heats it up and cooks it. Oh, God.
You guys, you can't say I've never puked somewhere inconvenient.
No.
I'm always good at getting somewhere I should
I've
be.
I've never drank on a rooftop bar with you either. Yeah. So
Nashville, we were on a rooftop bar.
Yeah, we were.
I escaped
your own
to go puke on the ground. I made it to the ground.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like the only place to ever go on a rooftop bar is Nashville, I guess.
We did
think about it.
They have so many of them.
Yeah. But it's also not like the wisest move to rely on a rooftop bar here in Fargo, North Dakota, considering it's in mobile, is unusable for 8 months out of the year.
Right.
So I suppose that makes sense. But
plus the wind.
God,
the wind can be shitty.
I still am sticking with mine.
That's a good one. I'm going to marry dive bars just because I doesn't matter how different dive bars are, you can go in and you don't get a bad vibe from them.
It's wild because dive bars are, every single one is different.
Yes.
But they're all the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. None of them are like turn off-ish.
You also think about a dive bar. You can do all three of these things. You can watch sports in it. And if it's divey enough, they'll probably let you on the roof.
Probably.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
There's always that one ladder that you just got to maybe hoist your buddy up to get on top of the roof.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, a lot of those like small town bars specifically, the roofs are flat.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's usually in like a strip on Main.
Yep.
So yeah, head on and fucking drinking on the ceiling.
Plus, I think the college version of rooftop bars is just drinking on the roof.
Yeah, of a house.
Which is always a great time to drink on the roof.
Great
photos. My college house had a flat roof on like an addition that was put onto the house, and we spent a lot of time on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I once tried to open a bottle of beer on like the little, one of the smokestack things.
Oh, yeah.
Shattered it to a million pieces, blood everywhere.
Really?
The bottle or the...
Or the smoke
I thought
stack.
You meant you shattered the smokestack for a second.
Yeah, I smashed the smokestack.
Like, Jesus.
I broke the chimney. Beer was okay, though.
Chimney shattered.
Yeah. Chugged the beer after.
Blood everywhere. Rain will get it, though.
Yeah, we could wash that right down. I'll fuck a rooftop bar because I think just drinking at elevation is sweet. And then I'm going to kill a sports bar because there are sports bars where I could walk in and be like, this kind of sucks. And then I walk out. I mean, they're like, when it comes to sports bars, like I'm kind of like, there's maybe a couple that I'll go to, but there's a handful that I won't just because I don't know. It's just, it's not like your dive bar where you can walk into any of them and just start drinking, you know?
I will say that a sports bar is your best bet at having a bartender know how to work the TV.
That is true. But they're still having, I have no clue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How does a dive bar become a sports bar? Like, where's the line where it officially becomes a
sports bar? The amount of TVs in this place is unbelievable. It's also newer, nicer finishes.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't smell like piss when you walk in.
So,
yeah. In a town of like population,
no one's ever smoked in there, you know?
Gotcha.
The bathroom's usually doesn't have carpet on the floor.
So a question for our local listeners.
And the stall latches as well in a sports bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have hand dryers.
Yeah.
question for our local listeners. What would you categorize the local bar called the sports bar? Because it is most definitely a dive bar, but it is named sports bar.
God, that is so true.
It has
it is
everything.
Kind of a hybrid.
They do have lots of TVs, but they also have all the other stuff you just mentioned.
But I would never go there to watch a sports game either.
Right.
Hang on. We got to let our local listeners weigh in.
You know what I meant,
Ryan. I'm just kidding.
All right. Tim, you're over there on 25th Street. Talk to us, buddy.
No, that is my favorite bar downtown.
What? Yeah. So is it a sports bar or a dive bar?
I'd call it a dive bar.
It's a divey sports bar.
Where's Bathroom in America?
Oh, God. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Which one? There's two of them, yeah.
The one on the
worst.
Would be on the west
side. Bar, yeah.
They have one and two worst bathrooms in America in the same place.
It's perpetually flooding in that bathroom.
There's standing water in there at all times and not the good wet water like Ice Mountain.
Yeah, the amount of good times you could have just from getting numbers off the stall is immeasurable.
Yeah.
So many good times that we have had off the stall of that bathroom.
Yeah. I think actually a sports bar is a dive bar that's named after a sports bar.
Okay.
I think that's maybe the best way.
It's got a great name.
Yeah. It's a dive bar that tries to disguise himself as a sports bar.
Yeah.
Stolen Valor.
Probably when it opened up, it was a sports bar.
Yeah.
To be fair.
Yeah, that was a sports bar. Like, what,
you either die a sports bar or you live long enough to see yourself become a dive bar.
Yeah. It's great perspective.
And that's all I'd have to say about that.
My favorite spot.
This name's funny. Jizz on Me Daily.
What's his first name?
Gisonmi.
I know, so say it. Jizz on me?
Jizz on me.
Jizz on me.
Jizz on me.
What's the go-to app when you guys belly up to the bar?
App?
Like, I'm guessing appetizer, not application.
Yeah.
I like Candy Crush.
Uber.
Yeah, I usually go for...
I call my driver.
Touch Tunes.
Touch Tunes. I like that. Me, Jake, and Jared like the app where you can drink fake beers on.
That's
fun. Yeah. You did that bit for like 6 months.
I know.
It never gets old.
I think it's called iBeer.
That was like the original iPod Touch app.
Found where all apps can be found.
Timeless app.
Yep. No, appetizer, you gotta go fried pickles.
Boom.
Fried pickles gotta be my go-to.
Yep.
And obviously there are better fried pickle versions, you know. You got the chips, you got the wonton, you got the regular spears.
Yep.
You can't go wrong. There's no bad fried pickle, but there is I'm out on wonton fried pickles.
I like those. I like wonton wrapped anything pretty much.
Yeah, you like wontons. You don't like fried pickles.
I do like those though.
Yeah, pickle fries are good.
Pickle fries are
pickle
good.
Pickle fries are probably my favorite.
I'm a big chips and queso guy.
Another great one.
It works in any situation.
Yeah, especially if you can get some meat mixed into the queso.
Yep. Yeah, it's another great one.
You know what the best queso? I don't know if they still do it the same way. But back in the day, Chili's used to have the best queso. Come with little chunks of meat in it, and it came in like a little like skillet thing. It was, as Ryan would say, fuego.
Fuego, yeah, quite literally.
It might have been fuego queso as well.
Yeah.
That's a fire cheese for everyone following along.
Yep.
What's your go-to, Ryan?
I mean, you guys stole both of mine. So again,
what do you add on spinach dips?
I will fuck with spinach and artichoke dip.
Me too.
It's got to come with bread though, instead of chips.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Like, the long skinny breads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing with that though, it just tastes like warm cream cheese, and the bread is the star of the show.
You know what? Sign me up for it. I fucking love warm cream cheese.
It's also you're not getting that at a dive bar. Spinach dip at a dive bar, you got to question what's in the spinach dip. You can't be eating that.
That's just the old queso.
Yeah.
It's probably just cottage cheese with some spinach in it at that point.
I also a classic But one that I feel like doesn't have enough hype anymore is mozzarella sticks.
That's what I was going to say.
Mozzarella sticks with some marinara. I'm always down for that.
Yeah, I feel like those have kind of died off.
I know. That's why.
I don't know why.
I think they need a comeback.
They're very good.
Yeah.
Cheese curds.
I mean, I'll eat a mozzie stick if it's thrown in front of me. I just don't think I'm ordering it.
Yeah, yeah, no, me
either. I think I'm going to next time I get an app.
Okay.
I haven't had them in a hot minute.
Yeah.
I'm honestly cool just getting like a couple boats of popcorn too as an appetizer.
Popcorn's not bad.
Yeah. Where does popcorn taste better? The movie theater or the bar?
Movie theater.
Movie theater.
Except for big time BGs. So I try and stay away from that at the bar.
Yeah. Movie theater for sure.
Okay.
It'd be weird to walk out of a
movie theater popcorn's more buttery.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And bar popcorn is more salty.
It's the saltiest thing you'll ever
eat. The reason why they do that is so that you drink more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why they do peanuts and shit at the bar as well and trail or like the bar pub mix and
yeah. I also once in a while you'll get a dive bar that just has pretzels out of a bag.
Yeah.
Like seasoned pretzels with ranch.
Pretzels and ranch.
That is also fuego. Yeah.
You guys fuck with lavash at all?
I'll fuck with lavash once in a while.
Yeah, lavash.
I gotta be drinking beer out of a bottle though to eat lavash.
Yeah, lavash.
I don't know what that is.
It's just crackers and cheese.
Oh. Well, yeah, or it's like a thin pizza. It's like a cracker crust pizza.
Like a flatbread?
Kind of, but thinner. Mm.
It's literally cracker and Havarti cheese than any other toppings.
I'll fuck with some lavash every once in a while. Depends on where I'm at too.
And the mood.
If I'm in the mood, I'm getting an appetizer for sure. I might even just get a pizza for an appetizer.
Hell yeah.
So
I'm gonna do that. That would be just to see people's reaction. So should we get a couple burgers for appetizer for the table? And then when it comes, don't cut it into like squares. Just bite it and then hand it over to the next person.
Bite it, put it back in the middle basket, wait for someone else to grab and bite.
So should we get some burgers for the table?
No, not sliders. I want burgers.
No.
Yeah, also. Slider, it's just, you might as well just get a burger and cut it into squares.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. You weigh the cost option. Like, yeah, what's cheaper? You know?
Yeah. You eat the whole burger and then at the end, like, we're splitting that appetizer. Right?
Yeah, you take a bite out of it, set it back down, and then, like, you wait 5 minutes. You're like, well, if no one else is going to eat it, I guess I will. Then, do you want me to put that appetizer on yours? No, we'll split it.
Yeah, you can split it up per bite. I had like 4 bites. And fucking Jimmy had like 2.
Oh, Jimmy.
I'm also not opposed to just ordering a side of fries as an appetizer.
Poutine, maybe?
Poutine, yeah. Poutang on the TV.
I usually order poutine. I usually just say, yeah, I'll do some fucking what was it? God, what was I gonna say? This is the second time this has happened to me in like 3 weeks. Oh, I'll do the routine poutine.
That's a good one.
I'll do the routine poutine.
Yeah, poutine, not bad.
Oh man.
Yeah, I think that's all the apps I have in my catalog right now. Also, if I'm at a fancier restaurant, Tyler knows this about me, I am an absolute fucking sucker for some crab cakes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Crab cakes are good.
They are very.
And I never had them as a kid, and I got older, and I ordered them one time off of a whim, and I have been addicted ever since.
They're good. Yep.
Crab cakes.
The ones we had in Iowa were the best crab cakes I've ever had.
They were great.
Don't try and make them at home. You'll be disappointed. We've made crab cakes at home and they're just not the same. Like, and then you go out and order, you're like, ass.
Yeah. That's definitely a fancy restaurant crab cake type of deal.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, you're right. I don't want to be getting crab cakes.
It's like sushi. You don't want to make your own sushi.
B-dubs or something.
Yeah, you don't want to make your own sushi.
It's fucking zoosh.
One more, Jared?
Yeah, one more. Shui High Life asks, if you are attending a sporting event in person, do you prefer to go to the bar before or after the game?
If I go after, I'll probably try to fire Jared. So
yeah,
I'm before.
You'll fire me before the game.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd like to say I think I'm a before and after type of guy.
I was going
to
say the same.
Okay. Now, see,
it
yeah.
depends where it is. Because if it's like US Bank Stadium, I would say before. But if it's Green Bay, I would probably rather tailgate before. If they have a good tailgating experience, I would say after is when I want to hit the bar.
Yeah.
It's just if I go to a bar after a sporting event, I'm gonzo. I'm done. I've never came back from that.
No, hard to.
Yeah. Last time we were in Green Bay, I was time traveling at the bar.
Yeah.
Charlie Barron's, me. Ryan, were you there?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
You guys left
early.
We left.
And I time traveled.
Well, that's because I was so. The Packers absolutely beat the living shit out of the Vikings. So I was rage drinking at the at the game. And I knew I was in no shape to be going out.
Yeah, I should have went home with you. But
yeah, but now we got stories to tell.
Yeah. So yeah, I would say before and after. Okay. If you can't tailgate, tailgating's fun.
Yeah. Tailgating's tough though.
I'm a wanderer of a tailgate type of guy. Walk around the tailgate and drink rather than just sit.
And then you're hugging like a 12 pack of beer.
Yeah.
Walking around.
You gotta drink it all before you go in.
Yeah.
It might just be us, but isn't it kind of weird that people don't really like hit the bars before and or after sporting events other than football? Or do they? Like are people pregame and basketball games?
Yeah,
and then ripping the bars after a fucking T-Wolves game.
The only other time really? I've drank before is a Twins game. I drank before at a bar.
Sure. Okay.
Basically, I don't go to any sporting events other than NASCAR or football.
Or Iowa Wild.
Hockey.
Yeah, we did.
Hockey's fun. Yeah.
Yeah, we pre and post gamed the Wild game we went to.
Oh yeah, I did go to fuck. I guess that was a complete lie.
So
hockey, NASCAR, IndyCar, and football—the only sports I go to.
Yeah, my observation was fully wrong, except for basketball. I think it was all that was in question.
I think if it's like a playoff game, then yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I think the last time I went to a professional basketball game was when I was a kid.
Yeah, same.
Nosebleeds, T-Wolves, Stephon Marbury.
Did you go to the bar before or no?
Hammered. Too many chocolate milks. That's one place, you know, like Diet Coke at a restaurant will kind of hit different. Stuff like that. Beer, drinking beer. Chocolate milk at restaurants is the worst chocolate milk on planet Earth.
But the bubbles you could blow in that shit as that a kid with the clear glass was way cooler.
Jake seemed to disagree with me, but because they never just have chocolate milk. They have to do the chocolate syrup in the milk and they never get the ratio right. Because in order to get the ratio right, you have to taste it. Mm-hmm. They're not going to sip out of your thing.
Like a ratio.
What they should do.
They're tasting that shit in the back for sure.
Restaurants need to start just giving kids a glass of white milk and the bottle of chocolate syrup.
Yeah. Or they just need to make them a mudslide with no booze.
Yeah.
A little mocktail.
A little fucking mocky-talky.
A virgin mudslide.
My 8-year-old will do a mocktail mudslide.
I will do a virgin dirty Shirley.
Shirley's were great too. We used to have those at the bowling alley back in my hometown.
Shirley Temple.
Yeah. Fucking cherry on top.
Well, guys, it was another good episode of You Betcha Radio. Right Mood Ryan's incoming this fall.
Fall time, you get ready.
Like, canvas vests on.
Yeah.
Where is that vest?
It's probably Friday night too, not Saturday. Yeah, Saturday is also.
Where is that vest right now?
It's in my closet.
Perfect.
In the coat closet, not my actual closet.
Gotcha.
I love going to the bar with Ryan on a fall evening when he's wearing his vest. It's just peak Ryan.
Probably a Carhartt hat on too.
I don't really like drinking with him that much in the spring or summer.
Kind of
winter things. Fall, he's great.
Yeah, summer, like the hot weather is different. You'd think you'd want to drink more, but
he's
me,
crabby
like,
about having to be on the pontoon too long.
Yeah, I'm drinking bottle and canned beer the whole time. That's probably the reason I have to be inside where there's drought beer.
You could say that.
More access to drought beer in the fall winter time.
I think your fight is drought.
Yeah, I can't just Can I see your drought list?
Stupid.
The English language is dumb.
Ryan,
what are you drinking? You're like, I'm just going through a drought.
Oh, really, man? What's going on? If you want to talk about it, talk about what? This Busch Light I'm fucking slamming right now. Fucking Dirty Lions.
Yeah.
It's the British to blame for that. We fixed it. We changed it to draft with an F, but the British version is with the U-T-H.
Oh, really?
It's like honor with the U.
Color
English.
With the U.
Yeah.
I'll do a drought. on drought?
Hey, next time we go, if you guys think I'm not doing that, you're wrong.
I can't wait.
It'll get a laugh 50% of the time.
We're gonna be roaring with laughter.
Fucking roaring right mood Ryan. Ripping and roaring right mood Ryan.
My wife's gonna be so embarrassed of me. That's okay.
Sure, though. He is.
Film it. Just put your record and just set your phone down.
Yeah. Should be thanking me when I have my driver picking us up later that night.
Hey, when we go out in your canvas vest, we're going to get a video of you requesting a drought beer.
Yeah, I'm in. And if they don't know what that is, then they're not cultured like me.
Going through a drought beer right now. All right, guys, thanks for tuning in to another episode. Follow us on Patreon. You can submit your questions. And as always, may your drought beers be just liquid cold.
Yeah.
And your canvas vest be on. Cheers, Ryan.
Soon enough, day's getting shorter.
Oh, you betcha. Yeah.
Yeah.